Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: the Gospel of the Kingdom of God. Chapter 2. The definition of what is considered part of the Kingdom of God or the Kingdom of Heaven belongs to the unique God of this kingdom. In the Scriptures, the Kingdom of God is also often called by the compound name Kingdom of Heaven or Heavenly Kingdom, as exemplified below. Matthew 4:17. From that time Jesus began to preach and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." 2 Timothy 4:18. And the Lord will deliver me from every evil work and preserve me for his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. The mention of the Scriptures to the Kingdom of God as being also the Kingdom of Heaven refers to complementary characteristics of one or the same kingdom, and it does not imply that the two references are dealing with different matters. In a very summarized way, the term Kingdom of God indicates more to whom this kingdom belongs or from whom this kingdom comes from, whereas the term Kingdom of Heaven indicates more the idea of the central place of this same kingdom or the place from which this realm in reference is originated. Moreover, when the origin of the kingdom in reference is observed more closely, it can be seen that one of the main challenges to speak about the Kingdom of God or the Kingdom of Heaven lies precisely in the fact that this kingdom is not of the world of the natural human being. Because the heavenly kingdom or the kingdom of God does not come from natural things, or the characteristics of the material world, the kingdom of God can only be known by what God allows us to know about it spiritually. As much as people strive to know the kingdom of God, it is God who reveals the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven to the heart of an individual. Luke 8:10. And he said, "To you it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to the rest it is given in parables, that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand." Matthew 13:11. He answered and said to them, "Because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given." The kingdom of God is very distinct from any other kingdom that may exist, and the definition of what the kingdom of heaven comes to be or that which is contained in it is fully established by the God of this kingdom. Even though all things belong to God, and although the heavens, the earth, and what is in them were created by God and only continue to subsist because of the power of God, it pleased the Lord to establish the terms of what he names his kingdom and that which he defines as other kingdoms. Although God reigns over all kingdoms and all kingdoms are subject to the limits defined to them from the heavenly throne, it has pleased God to establish a separation of terminology between the so-called kingdom of God, or the kingdom of heaven, and that which is not regarded as the kingdom of God or the heavenly kingdom. Although God created it, and it remains because God sustains it, the material world, for instance, is not considered as an item included in what is called by the Lord as the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven. In the Scriptures, the natural world is considered by God as belonging to what is named as the kingdom of this world, the kingdom of men, or the kingdoms of the earth, as follows. John 18:36-37. Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight, so that I should not be delivered to the Jews, but now my kingdom is not from here." Pilate therefore said to him, "Are you a king then?" Jesus answered, "You say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." Daniel 4:17. This decision is by the decree of the watchers, and the sentence by the word of the holy ones, in order that the living may know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men, gives it to whomever he will, and sets over it the lowest of men. 2 Kings 19:15. Then Hezekiah prayed before the Lord, and said, "O Lord God of Israel, the one who dwells between the cherubim, you are God, you alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth. You have made heaven and earth. Therefore, one of the first aspects to be considered in the search for more extensive knowledge about the kingdom of God is to accept the concept that the Lord Himself has established for what He calls His kingdom, and whose throne is established above all and above everything. Psalms 103, 19. The Lord has established His throne in heaven, and His kingdom rules over all. People on earth, only in their natural condition, are not able to formulate, imagine, or modify the definition of what is the kingdom of God and what it contains, for the kingdom of God is higher than what human beings think or speak about it, just as God and His thoughts are above every creature. Isaiah 55:8-9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Human beings are not called by the Lord to establish concepts or terms about the kingdom of God and its characteristics, nor are they called to try to impose limits on the heavenly kingdom. Human beings are called by the Lord to seek what God presents to them about Himself and His kingdom. Matthew 6:33. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Thus, we still present below some texts that report part of the greatness and sovereignty of God above any counsel of the creation and which also mention the instruction that is given to human beings to seek God and His virtues with intense attention instead of leaning on their own understandings. Isaiah 40:10-31. Behold, the Lord God shall come with a strong hand, and His arm shall rule for Him. Behold, His reward is with Him, and His work before Him. He will feed His flock like a shepherd, He will gather the lambs with His arm, and carry them in His bosom, and gently lead those who are with young. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of His hand, measured heaven with a span and calculated the dust of the earth in a measure? Weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance? Who has directed the Spirit of the Lord, or as His counselor has taught Him? With whom did He take counsel, and who instructed Him, and taught Him in the path of justice? Who taught Him knowledge, and showed Him the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are as a drop in a bucket, and are counted as the small dust on the scales. Look, He lifts up the isles as a very little thing. And Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor its beasts sufficient for a burnt offering. All nations before Him are as nothing, and they are counted by Him less than nothing and worthless. To whom then will you liken God? Or what likeness will you compare to Him? The workman molds an image, the goldsmith overspreads it with gold, and the silversmith casts silver chains. Whoever is too impoverished for such a contribution chooses a tree that will not rot. He seeks for himself a skillful workman to prepare a carved image that will not totter. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is He who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain, and spreads them out like a tent to dwell in. He brings the princes to nothing, He makes the judges of the earth useless. Scarcely shall they be planted, scarcely shall they be sown, scarcely shall their stock take root in the earth, when He will also blow on them, and they will wither, and the whirlwind will take them away like stubble. To whom then will you liken me, or to whom shall I be equal? Says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes on high, and see who has created these things, who brings out their host by number. He calls them all by name, by the greatness of His might and the strength of His power, not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my just claim is passed over by my God. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might he increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength, they shall mount up with wings like eagles, they shall run and not be weary, they shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 46, 5-10. To whom will you liken me, and make me equal and compare me, that we should be alike? They lavish gold out of the bag, and weigh silver on the scales, they hire a goldsmith, and he makes it a god, they prostrate themselves, yes, they worship. They bear it on the shoulder, they carry it and set it in its place, and it stands, from its place it shall not move. Though one cries out to it, yet it cannot answer nor save him out of his trouble. Remember this, and show yourselves men, recall to mind, O you transgressors. Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is no other, I am God, and there is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times things that are not yet done, saying, My counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Isaiah 55, 6-7. Seek the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Hosea 6, 3. Let us know, let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. His going forth is established as the morning, he will come to us like the rain, like the latter and former rain to the earth.